Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, cooling centers open around the city again this weekend, says Mayor Adams.
We're going to make sure we have a clear indication where all of our cooling sites are located. During the weekend, you may have a smaller number than during the week.
And 45 public schools will serve as cooling centers tomorrow to replace libraries that are now closed on Sundays. You can find cooling center locations online or by calling 311. Well, Con Ed now asking residents in parts of northern Queens to resist blasting the AC today, no matter how hot it gets. The utility needs to repair equipment, so they've reduced voltage by 8% as a precaution. Affected neighborhoods include Whitestone, Bayside, Little Neck, Douglaston, College Point, essentially all areas north of the LIE from the Nassau border to the Grand Central. Con Ed advises residents not to use energy-sucking appliances until full voltage can be restored, things like washing machines and dryers. And they ask that you set your air conditioning to the highest temperature you can tolerate. Well, the search continues this afternoon off Jacob Riis Park in the Rockaways for two teenage boys who vanished in a wave last night. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry says surf conditions are extreme, even for professional rescuers.
The currents are extremely, extremely rough. The divers had to come out of the water because the current was extremely dangerous. It was too rough for them.
Now, lifeguards had just gone off duty at Jacob Riis Park's Bay 2 last night when it happened. The boys, 16 and 17 years old, were seen struggling in the surf by witnesses before they went missing. Investigators say they'd been visiting the beach with their families. Police and fire dive teams are taking part in the search along with the Coast Guard. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Bronx this afternoon taking part in a Get Out the Vote rally ahead of primary day in New York next Tuesday. Other progressive political superstars were there as well. The city's public advocate, Jumaane Williams, calling it a crucial election.
I need you to keep moving because everybody's looking at this election. Will unity win or will division win?
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez there to support her House colleague, Jamal Bowman.
The establishment is primarying Jamal Bowman because to this day, he has refused to take a dime from corporate lobbies and big money. Not Wall Street, not big real estate, not APAC, not anybody.
Bowman faces a strong challenge from Westchester County Exec George Latimer in what's reportedly the most expensive House primary ever. Two public libraries in Staten Island that were supposed to serve as cooling centers this week were forced to close instead because their air conditioning was broken. It's only adding to concern about the effect of budget cuts on city libraries. Mayor Adams spoke live last night on 1010 Winds and insisted he and the city council will, in the end, be able to work out the numbers.
This is the budget dance. It happens every year. I have so much confidence in Speaker Adrienne Adams and her team and my team here. We're going to land the plane and everyone is going to come out fine.
Library officials have blamed their AC woes on deferred maintenance, and they say budget cuts will just make the situation worse. A Catholic school teacher on Long Island who says he was fired for being gay is now going to court. Michael Califano has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the Diocese of Rockville Center. He used to teach at the Maria Regina School in Seaford, but claims he was terminated after diocese officials saw a photo of him kissing his boyfriend that had been posted on social media. No comment yet from the diocese about the lawsuit, but they've claimed previously that Califano was not fired because of his sexuality. Well, keeping the power on in this hot weather isn't the only thing Con Ed has to worry about today. Thousands of the utility's field crew personnel could go out on strike tomorrow after their contract runs out. 1010 Wind spoke with John Melia of UWA Local 12.
If it comes to our union withholding our labor, it could be a dangerous situation for the public, which Con Ed has a legal mandate to serve.
Contract talks have been going on for weeks now. The union says it just wants a fair deal. A statement from Con Ed says they remain optimistic that ongoing talks will result in an agreement that is fair and equitable, not only for their employees, but also their customers. A rally this morning at Morningside Park by park lovers and advocates. They want Mayor Adams to undo cuts to park funding in his latest spending plan. Council member Sean Abreu says the cuts disproportionately affect minority neighborhoods.
We know that this extreme heat is not experienced equally. Surface temperatures in West Harlem can register 20 degrees hotter than neighborhoods with more trees and green spaces.
Now, according to the protesters, the budget cuts would lead to overflowing trash cans at parks, filthy bathrooms if they're even open, less support for community gardens, and fewer jobs. A color and music today in Coney Island, where the 42nd annual Mermaid Parade is welcoming the first official weekend of summer.
There are many here dressed up in creative, colorful costumes. Ralph Sorrento from Hamilton, New Jersey is in full costume watching the parade.
This is like Halloween for the summer. Halloween is dark. This is the light Halloween.
People here like Kate Dale spent days preparing their costumes and floats.
There's a special bond that comes when you're like gluing cardboard with your best friends. And I wouldn't trade that.
This is entertaining for people lining the streets, especially for the judges here like Roxy Holloway.
We're looking for originality. We're looking for stuff that's different, creative. And again, people who put a lot of work into their costume.
Darius Radzi has 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at Coney Island.
And the parade continues until about 4 this afternoon, followed by a procession to the famous Coney Island Boardwalk and a ceremony to kick off the summer swimming season. A 21-year-old man now in stable condition after a shooting this morning in Queens. Police say he was at the wheel of a car when he was shot once in the back. It happened on 21st Street in the Queensbridge section shortly after 5 in the morning. There's nobody in custody and no persons of interest. Police say the investigation continues. Pride being celebrated this weekend around the tri-state, beginning in the Bronx this morning. The borough's annual Pride March moved along Grand Concourse and 149th Street, hosted by the Bronx LGBTQIA Plus Task Force and Borough President Vanessa Gibson. And on Long Island, the North Fork Parade and Festival in Greenport. New York LGBT Network President David Kilmnick tells 1010 Winds what it's taken to reach this point.
I think what we have to remember is that you know, our community has never just been given anything. We've had to fight for everything that we have. And when I say everything, meaning just the right to be, the right to live freely.
A first for the North Fork Parade, pets marched as well alongside their persons.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.